You're listening to your NTD audiocast with me, Ashok Molu. Active transmission of dracheoleasis, more commonly known as guinea worm disease, is now taking place in only three countries on the African continent. These countries are Chad, Mali, and South Sudan. Another African country, Ghana, which until recently had many cases, has reported no case since June 2010. By contrast, Chad, which did not report a single case during the past 10 years, has reported an outbreak in 2010. With the total number of reported cases now at 1,797, the world may soon be witnessing the eradication of the only other disease besides smallpox, which WHO certified as eradicated in 1979. The majority of all cases of guinea worm disease is now occurring in South Sudan because its guinea worm eradication program started very late. Civil unrest in South Sudan had previously made it impossible to implement disease control measures, as security was a major problem. It is only after the signing of a peace agreement in 2006 that the guinea worm eradication program started in South Sudan. But despite this late start, some positive trends are now showing up. To comment on the situation in South Sudan, we have with us today Dr. Gautam Biswas, team leader of WHO's guinea worm eradication program in Geneva, Switzerland. We'll also be asking Dr. Dieudonné Sankara, who forms part of the WHO team, to comment on this outbreak in Chad. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ashok.
Thank you, Ashok.
Dr. Biswas, what does this substantial decrease in the total number of cases in 2010 mean for the WHO guinea worm eradication program?
Ashok, I believe that the achievement of the steady decline in cases each year from around 1 million or a little less than that in 1989 to less than 2,000 by 2010 has given the affected countries as well as the global community in general a huge confidence that we are very close to reaching the goal of eradication. And mind you, this is without the availability of any vaccine or medicine against guinea worm disease, a disease that has been with mankind over 1,000 years. This implies that the strategy based on community surveillance and containment, health education, vector control, and access to safe drinking water has been effective.
Dr. Biswas, should you achieve less than 1,000 cases at the end of 2011, will it mean a refocusing of the whole eradication program?
The success has testified to the appropriateness of the strategy being followed. What we now need to do is to prioritize. What it essentially means is that we now need to focus our energy to the remaining pockets of transmission, ensuring that each case is fully contained so that no more transmission occurs from these pockets. And this would also include special efforts in difficult areas in Africa where certain groups of people travel from one place to the other, including across international borders with their cattle or for purpose of agriculture. We have seen these situations in South Sudan, Chad, or Mali. We also need to ensure that the areas which are now free from transmission have the best surveillance in place to detect any stray case that should be imported to these areas so that we avoid any further reintroduction of infection in these areas.
Thank you, Dr. Biswas. Turning to Dr. Dieudonné Sankara, Dr. Sankara, you spend lots of your time in endemic countries. How do you assess the outbreak of guinea worm disease in Chad after a period of 10 years?
This was very unfortunate. Immediately after this outbreak was reported,
The Ministry of Health in Chad stepped up several activities to control the outbreak. WHO has provided support to the Ministry of Health in Chad to investigate the outbreak and has also provided means to take care of the situation. The CAT Center has also provided support, even though they already provided filters to drain the water and chemicals to treat the water, which are a source of contamination. From the results of the investigation, it appears that it might have been a low-level transmission hidden in some areas involving fishermen and possibly cattle herders. The current situation in Chad highlights the importance of WHO's continued emphasis on strengthening country-wide surveillance until global eradication is declared.
Dr. Sankara and Dr. Biswas, thank you very much for your time. This audiocast was brought to you by the Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases, and my name is Ashok Mulu.